Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting.
It is Tuesday, January 18th, and what will be our final meeting for this year.
First, I'd like to thank all the people that streamed for us. Otis, who is doing it tonight, John Almella, and, I forgot the gentleman's name from KPFA, Arlene. Brian Shimizuki.
Thanks very much to those gentlemen for streaming for us. And thanks to Arlene, who has been very cooperative. I think she's only missed one meeting since the year. She has been extremely, extremely cooperative, and the committee really appreciates that. Thanks to Arlene, to LaVarne, who has been here on a few occasions. And thanks most to all of the members. Thank you so much for all the hard work and all the work that you've produced for the year. It's been a pleasure working with you, and I greatly appreciate it. Maybe our paths will cross again someday. On that note, I'm going to ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Okay. Mia Bidiaco is here. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Lisa Davis? Jane Gatewood? Seth Goldberg? Matthew Hallinan? Chandra Hoffman?
Here.
Okay. Melinda Eilidon?
Yeah.
That's your goodbye present, Melinda. Campbell pronouncing your name correctly. That's funny. Sorry, go ahead.
Campbell Johnson is here.
He knows how to say that one.
And Dutch Merrick, I understand, is excused.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Okay. John Wansala. Donna Warren. Mia Turner.
Here.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have quorum.
And we have Arlene here also.
Oh, Campbell. And Arlene is here also, yeah.
And Mia, I do have to leave by about 10 to 7.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Okay. The only item on the agenda for tonight is the approval of our minutes, and we are going... Yeah, Bill? Did I hear Bill?
I think you said Dutch wanted an excuse absence.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I had mentioned that, and I guess if there's no objection, we can have that excused absence.
Okay. So it's the approval of minutes, excused absences, and... Is there anything else that anyone would like to add to the agenda? We're going to make it nice and short. I did promise Chandra that. Right, Chandra?
Yes, Nia.
I'm just teasing Chandra. Okay. So, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as stated?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, we will go to Campbell. We'll go to the September 16th meeting. Minutes. And
okay.
I think, let's see. Bill, did you have anything for the 16th aside from the correct spelling of Tony Paul?
No, and I can't find my minutes for that. I don't have them with me.
Okay.
But, my notes.
Yeah.
But
there are two places on page one where I had misspelled his name.
Okay. We forgive you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
There's a typo on page two. The paragraph that begins Campbell Audit Committee isn't, and I stuck in there a comma for some reason. Making policy. Comma doesn't need to be there.
All righty. Is there anything else?
There was a couple of question marks there. It was questions Donna was asking.
Where did you see?
Sorry, that was near the top of page two. But
he corrected himself.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask this.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do you think anybody would be confused by the abbreviation I use in the second paragraph at the top of page two for Sarbanes-Oxley S-OX? I spelled it out on the prior page.
Well, it's usually good to do it for the very first time that you have it.
Okay, I'll add the S-O-X where I have it spelled out.
Correct, okay. Right, and then throughout the document, then that's fine. There was something here in terms of the document retention and destruction policy. I have to update that and give that to you.
Okay.
And I will try to do that. Now you have DRDP. Is that the first time you use DRDP?
Where do I have that?
Let's see. I'm scrolling up and down. Here. One moment, please. Goodness, I'm sorry. I saw it somewhere. Okay. Does anybody else have anything while
I look? Oh, here's RDP.
Your DRDP.
Okay. So I'll put that up here, the abbreviation up here, where it's identified as number four.
That's correct. And then when you put in parentheses the DRDP, then you can use that through other documents.
Right.
So that's. I think that's about it for what these eyes could see right now, which they're not cooperating too well right now.
I had an error on page three where I indicated adjourned by 10:30, and indicated that we adjourned ad rather than at.
Okay. We forgive you.
Thank you.
For that, too. All righty.
Thank you again for the minutes, Campbell.
Yes.
Big part.
They're great minutes.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I thought my personnel committee minutes were third. Bill, I think he has me beat.
Well, one thing that's fortunate about these is that I could attach, you know, specific correspondence that was related to a number of these things and also identify things that we're making reference to. So that
right.
was...
Can I ask a question? I don't remember which meeting it was, but one of the things for action items was that the revised 990 was supposed to be submitted to the IRS and put up on our website. And I know it's not on our website, and GuideStar doesn't have it, so I don't know if
that's
submitted.
So Arlene could speak to that.
We talked about that.
That was in the summer. That was in the July meeting in Berkeley. I distinctly, there was some email exchanges. Arlene, do you know when that will be up on the Pacifica website and on GuideStar? That's not good, especially since we need donations.
What's that up there?
The final 990. Thanks, Bill. That was a good catch.
Is there some revision?
I'll check on that tomorrow.
Yeah. As a not-for-profit, that's one. That's
You're
thing.
Absolutely right. I'll follow up on that tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Arlene.
Yeah.
That was in the summer bill. I think.
But see, that would be the the 2009 one is what should be up there right now.
Yes, right.
That's the only one. Yeah. Make it. Yeah. Well, they all should be up. They all should be there. They should be up there for.
What I mean is the most recent one should be 2009.
That is
2010
that's
has not been filed yet.
It
right,
was
there, right.
But it wasn't the revised version. Because there were some changes made in the summer.
Yes, we need to put the corrected one up there.
Right, I'll check on that.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Good catch. Thank you. Okay. Do I get a motion to approve, the September 16th, 2010 Audit Committee minutes?
So moved.
Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing none, those have been approved. Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary, in the form
You're
of
welcome.
Campbell Johnson. And the next set you sent
Want to go to August 16th?
Yes. That's in that same email, Campbell?
No, that was in the prior one.
Okay. What date was that?
And, oh, what email was it in?
Yeah. I thought you had put them all together. Yeah, we need to...
I had put a number of them together previously,
yeah.
But...
I apologize to those listening. One second. Maybe we just find those.
Audit committee respondents.
No, we should have done that housekeeping before we started streaming. It's okay.
It's on January 11th, he sent them.
It was January 11th? Oh, okay.
In the morning.
He sent two sets that day? Is that the day he sent
there
two
were,
sets?
There were about four or five sets, I think.
Five.
I sent.
January 11th, Bill?
Right.
At what time? Because you know
yeah,
we get a ton 9, of email.
12 a.m. Central Time.
Okay.
9, 12 a.m. So we 10, 12
Does everybody, can everybody go to their January 11th if you're able to? At 9, 12. Campbell. Okay. Did you say a.m., Bill? Forgive
a.m.
me. A.m. Okay. Hmm. That's interesting. Okay. All righty. Does everybody have them? And there's one right, there's another set right after. Okay. Let's go to the first one. And this one has.
The reports on by date.
This is the cover sheet. Yeah, you have a. This is the one with the cover sheet. That's the one that I'm looking at.
One with the cover sheet.
Yeah.
Is that August 16th? Or the.
You mean the minutes or the date that you sent it?
There's a cover email.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That one that I just opened is. This is the May 24th. It was the first one that you sent when you opened the one with the cover sheet of the minutes that I enclosed.
Okay.
And the first one that I opened is May 24th.
All righty. Let me get to that in my...
Does everybody have
that? You also sent them on September 27th.
Yeah, I know. See, that was around the time where we were having problems getting... my getting stuff sent to Nia's email address.
Okay. So which one are we trying to look at right now? Which date?
Okay.
Well, I think she wants to look at May 20 something or other.
Yeah, May 24th. It's the first.
Okay.
The first one in that email that has the cover notes.
Okay. Just a moment. I've got it.
I don't see a cover sheet, but I have the May 24th.
You have the May 24th? Okay.
Minutes.
All righty.
I'm still looking for mine.
63.
You know, in some of these, Campbell, while you're looking, also present. Okay. I see Arlene and... Did you get it yet? There, Tony Poe's name is... Tony Poe's name needs to be corrected.
24th, I've got Arlene. I didn't know what station Donna Warren was with. That's why that question mark.
She was with KPFK.
Okay. And Melinda?
KPFT.
Okay. KPFK and KPFT.
Correct. And also present, you have... Arlene E. Levant, and then Tony Pohl. That should be.
Why did I? Now,
yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
Damn thing.
I know. Don't worry. It's okay.
It's ACC.
Okay.
Maybe their history department.
I think I've got everybody else's station and stuff identified correctly there.
And I'm sorry. I should have sent you the corrections I found earlier. Didn't get around to it.
Yeah, no worries, Bill. We're all doing 50,000 things at the same time. Is there anything in here in this one?
I would wonder about on page 1 in the section number 4 about the fifth line down. I have she looked at pledges receivable and determined problems in their value and method to compute or convert these to cash. I guess it would be convert these to cash.
I think it was had to do with the fraction that is typically recoverable, or the fraction that are typically fulfilled.
Okay.
I'm a little slow, like this headache that I'm having, my eyesight. Fulfillment rate? Would that be it?
Okay. Compute fulfillment rate. To cash. Okay.
And I know the fulfillment rate varies by station.
I beg your pardon?
I know the fulfillment rate varies by station. You know, you get a certain percentage in the first month and then a lower percentage in addition the next month and a lower percentage in addition to that the next month. But all those vary from station to station.
Right, right, I know, I know.
Is there anything else, anybody? Is everybody there? Everybody is listening so attentively? What is this?
I had a question on that second paragraph, number 4, on page 1.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that word installation or installments is correct. I'm not sure what. I don't have my notes with me for
what,
that.
What line is that on?
It's the second paragraph under 4. LaVarne indicated that due to inefficiencies, we could not prove installation or installments.
Yeah. I have no idea what she meant.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
The first line on the second paragraph under item number 4.
Page one. It's the second paragraph from the bottom on my page 4, page 1.
Starting, LaVarne indicated that due to inefficiencies.
Installment reserve could be proved. But we could not prove that installments are being processed at WBAI.
Well, maybe it wasn't installments. Maybe it was like the monthly payments. But I don't know.
You know what? This is up there, Campbell. And if you can't find them, I have downloaded them. So I mean, they should still be up there. But if for any reason they disappear, I do remember. I'm trying to jog my memory. Could we leave that and then go on to something else, maybe in the meantime? This action item thing here. Action item.
Okay, here's something on. I didn't paginate this one. What page is this? This is page 2. And paragraph starting 2, 3, 4. Fifth paragraph down, where it says Nia said I thought Laverne talked with you before. Laverne said Selena, and I talked. She was over for the, and I couldn't make out what that word was.
Pension. Pension. There's a pension audit.
K-O-N?
Yeah, the pension audit.
Mm-hmm. So it was that. Okay.
I don't know what a pension audit is, but
neither do
correct.
I.
You think,
yeah? No, the pension. The pension audit.
Pension.
Oh, the
pension.
Pension.
Okay, that's better. I was gonna. I'd never heard of a pension audit before.
Yeah. What else do we have?
Might have some tension during the audit. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
The following procedures.
Where is that?
No. The VA is not following procedures. This can help educate management in a friendly way. Action item. This would help us to do better in the audit.
What page are you on now?
Beth. I'm right below, let's see how many below the pension audit. The paragraph directly below that one. We have Seth, and go to, see, we have that big action item?
Yeah.
In uppercase letters?
That would help us to do better in the audit.
Okay. I'm just not clear. What are we saying here?
I think this was a statement that Seth was making. Four or five things I think are most serious for the VAI. I think that what he was referring to is making a listing of the things that are most serious in terms of concerns about WBAI not following procedures, and that this would be able to educate management in a friendly way, you know, during the audit process, and that it would, you know, help to complete a better audit of the station.
Okay, so then action item should really go before. I think having action item at the end there.
Okay, before the word second.
Yeah, we need to put it before that, so you know that is the action item.
Okay.
From which you speak.
Okay.
Okay. What else do we have here?
Can I drink the water?
Bill?
Yes.
Anything else? I should do the action item again.
Yeah, and my memory is fading a little bit, so I remember talking about some of this stuff. I just don't remember the specifics, and I don't have my notes for this with me.
Okay. And right below that action item, how many paragraphs is that? You see, it's really big. It says action item, and that you have at the end.
Oh, yes,
the action
I see it.
Item.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So just relocate that. See, action item, colon, and then say what the action item is.
Okay.
That's about the listing, four or five things.
Right. No, that one.
No, this
just
is the next one.
And this is another one. It actually has your name next to it, Bill. Moved by Campbell to extend 10 minutes without any objection. Bill said he really liked to see a plan. Mention the problems. Right. So that's the action item.
Okay.
What LaVarne did.
We're still talking about near the end of page two?
It's on page three. Paragraph beginning with a parenthesis, moved by Campbell to extend 10 minutes without objection.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And then okay. the words action item should be right after that and before you indicate what you that you wanted to see a plan and
okay. That,
et cetera. Okay?
Okay. Now, this one here, Laverne said that the detailed information is not in the management letter.
It's in the audit communication letter. Well, she's talking about the management letter.
Okay. I didn't know if she was talking about like a cover letter or something like that on that.
Yeah, I do remember that conversation. It's just the management letter. I haven't gotten anything. Did someone else just join just for Campbell's roll call? Did someone else just join? Someone new?
Leslie dropped off and came back on again.
Okay. Okay, Les. Sorry.
Welcome back.
It's no problem. Yeah. Take the question mark out, Campbell, and just put a period right there.
And put a period right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after letter. Okay, you can take out that parentheses and the next one by Armin.
Take the parentheses
out. That was what happened.
Out?
Yeah, that was what happened. I remember that. So you think the in parentheses are the things that you're not sure of, correct? Is it what you said?
Usually, in parentheses are the thing with the question mark would be things I'm not sure about.
Okay, now, a motion was passed in L.A., in the L.A. board meeting regarding preference evaluations of the business managers. I don't know. Maybe Arlene?
Can you
elaborate on that? Can you elaborate on that one? Or just remind me? What is that? You want me to read the whole sentence, Arlene?
Please.
Okay. Lisa asked about business manager's performance review. Arlene mentioned that they will be reviewed by the GM and CFO. And what Cam is trying to remember is a motion was passed in the LA board meeting regarding performance evaluations of the business manager. I don't even remember that. Oh.
I'll be honest, I don't either.
I do recall something about that having taken place, and I think that all that I was doing there was just making the notation from either a mention that LaVarne made or that maybe, Arlene, you may have made mention at that time. And, you know, this was just to kind of reference the review that Lisa was talking about, as not being something hanging out there by itself, but that it was consistent with an action that the board had previously taken.
Oh, yeah. Now that he's saying it now, Arlene, that rings a bell. That rings a bell. Yes, Bill?
Bill. Minutes really don't have to include all this. It's really helpful, I think, especially for future committee members to be able to look at this. But, you know, by Robert's rules, you don't really have to list all the details of the discussion. Just what was decided, who volunteered to do what, you know, as action items.
I know.
Like that.
Well, Bill, that's the idea I had, but Nia pulled me up on that.
Well, it's helpful.
After I became secretary.
I appreciate you having it in here, but if you're not sure, I mean, it's okay to leave that out if it's just a...
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Campbell. Throw me down the river here. That's a nice thing. Okay, so, I mean, I do remember that they did say they were coming up with evaluations for business managers. So just take out the parentheses.
Okay. I can't believe that I was consistently wrong with this man's name. Page 4.
Don't worry about it.
I've got a motion, and it's that Tony Pohl.
Okay. The one right below that, you could take out that parentheses.
Oh, okay.
Let's try to go through these a little bit faster.
All righty. Any other?
Did you see the one where Bill put me on the Google Groups? I mean, did
Manager of the Google Groups? Yes. That did occur. You could take out the parentheses there.
That should be an action item.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's a PNB audit.
Okay,
Google
so
Groups.
That should be an action item.
Yeah. Okay. This is important that Chandra, let's drop down to where it says Chandra.
Where are we now?
Yes.
See, I don't have any, for some strange reason here, I don't have any pagination on this.
I neglected to put pagination on
this. It's okay. Look, go down, it says Chandra indicated.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, take out the parentheses by Houston and L.A. Because
Houston, Washington, New York, and L.A.? Okay.
Yes, because she did try to get for the COSO. That was for the COSO training.
By the way, that was the name of the organization's Executive Service Corps.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please, Bill?
For the name of the organization you have a Service Corps, it's actually Executive Service Corps.
Okay. Executive Service Corps. Okay, so this is different from the SBA thing, huh? Or have they changed the name of it?
Chandra?
It used to be Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. Can you were the one who contacted them. Are they now called, were they called Executive Service Corps?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
Cameron, so that's what we'll do. Okay, great, thanks. Let's move on. Going to pull independent auditor.
Where
that's not a question, is it? I'm going down to the motion. This is motion. Tony should be POHL.
Oh, that was raised as a point of information if it would be available to other staff and the LSB.
Okay. But my question is, why do you have that in parentheses? Rather than Tony Pohl, comma, independent auditor, comma, why is that?
Oh, okay. I'll change that. You don't like parentheses, do you?
Yeah, well, you have me confused because you said the parentheses are commas, so I can't tell what
if
you're...
If there's a question mark in there, it's...
Okay, all right. So let's move on down. I don't see any more.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Yes, Leslie.
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Yes, Leslie?
Can I have a moment of personal privilege?
Yes, you certainly may.
Thank you. I need to get off the call now. Before I go, I want to thank Kimball for taking these amazing notes and being so attentive to detail and accuracy. But I especially want to thank you, Nia, for conducting extraordinary meetings, extraordinarily safe, well-organized meetings. You know what you're doing, and you led it all very well, getting the job done that we needed to do. I'm sure others will thank you, too, before the call is over, but I have to go. So, again, thank you, Nia, for an exceptionally well-done job.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Leslie, for your participation. Thank you very much.
And Nia?
Yes, Arlene?
Yeah, unfortunately, I also have to leave, but I would like to say a big thank you to the committee for all the work this year and to you for your leadership. And
thank
I'm sure
you.
That we will have an equally fine committee going forward next year, and there's always lots of work to be done. So thanks, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Arlene. Thank you. Good night. Okay.
If you would need me for anything, you can probably catch me by cell phone. Unfortunately, I have a KPFA commitment that I have to keep tonight.
Okay, not a problem, Arlie. And thank you so much for your cooperation, as I mentioned earlier. Thanks very much.
Thank you, and I will follow up on that 990 tomorrow.
Yes, and did you get that other email that I sent to you? You don't have to say what it is. Did you get that?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay, all righty.
That, yes. Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, so could I get a motion to approve the September, the May 24th minutes? As corrected? No, nobody wants to move it?
I'll still move.
Okay, thank you. Bill, any objection? All righty. Thank you. Now, the next one is, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Let's try to see if we could go a little faster here. The next one in that same document is the March 22nd.
March
22nd.
Okay, just
yeah. And Bill, do you have any for that March 22nd?
Let me go back and look at it. I don't have my notes for the that far back with me. Let me look at it. I just glanced at this earlier, and it looked mostly okay. But again,
this is when we had the election. There shouldn't be too much. Shouldn't be too much. When we had the elections, I think. Oh. But this is the motion adopted by the audit committee. Oh, I thought that was early in the year. This is a very important motion, March 22nd. I think, Cam, this was the crux of this meeting, aside from us being elected officers. It's the motion. And the 45 minutes that we talked.
And I'll make the corrections on the spelling of Tony's name.
Of Tony's name, right.
Obviously,
right.
At that time, I didn't have it. And I'll add the station designations for
right.
The folks.
Okay, great. So do I get unanimous approval for the March 22nd minutes? Any objections? Obviously, I asked for unanimous approval, so there can't be any objections. Okay. So that one is approved, except for those corrections, Campbell. And I need to have this motion.
Do you want me to make it bolded?
It's bolded on my screen.
Well, it's bolded on your screen? Okay.
Yeah. Russ Wisdom needs it, so I could just cut and paste right here.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Motions. Where's that motion? Motion adopted by the audit committee.
Right,
that's it.
Right.
With
yes.
The points 1 and 2.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure.
I'm gonna cut and paste that and send it to Ross.
Okay.
Okay.
Which? Oh, that was page 2. I see. Okay.
Okay.
About reviewing the management letter, the 2009 management letter.
Yeah. What steps we suggested to take?
Okay. Now underline the thing there too, so that stands out.
Okay, Campbell, what's the next one? I'm cutting and pasting and trying to get this together for Ross.
Okay, let me see. Just a second, please. Audit committee. Next one, May 24th, June 28th.
Okay. Ready? Hello, everybody. Is everybody there?
I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
I had the station in this thing.
They should ask if they're awake.
Yeah, they're awake. Yeah. I know. This is going to be a little... No, I can't find those minutes. Oh, jeez. Campbell, do you have any self-corrections while I look for them?
Just a moment. I'm opening it up right now.
Bill, did you have any?
Not yet. I'm looking at it now. I looked at them when you first said about night.
I know, and then you forgot.
They looked mostly okay, so.
Where are the wrong?
This was we spent most of the time talking about the 990. I mean, I remember this meeting quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was two meetings, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to do these two really quickly. Yeah.
And we've got a couple of motions here. Maybe if you don't have it available to you right away, the proposed motion we have, we urge the CFO and the executive director to complete and file an amended 990 immediately and immediately replace the existing 990 on the foundation website. Final motion, we urge the CFO and the executive director to complete and file an amended 2008 Form 990 for the fiscal year ending September 2009 as soon as possible per the recommendations of the audit committee. And as soon as possible, replace the existing 2008 Form 990 on the foundation website, and that was passed without objection.
Right. That's the one that Bill asked, and that was July. Yes. So I remember
June
correctly. 28th. Oh, June 28th? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in July, sorry. Okay. Yeah. That's it, okay, Bill? That's what
right.
You're looking for?
Thank you.
Okay, great.
I remember it was in there somewhere. I forgot when.
And I can't believe I remember it's July. Okay, good. Very good.
And I think that everything is
pretty straightforward. Is it correct to call it the 2008 one? At the beginning of item number 4 on the agenda, where it says the 2009 990, and I know the IRS designation is different than our fiscal year designation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It would be, this is what, 11?
Because the last one that's been completed is the one IRS calls the 2009 one.
Yeah,
so it should be... it's for the year 2008, so that's correct. Now, when this one is... No, that's what we're in 2011. Oh, my God.
Oh, fiscal year 2009, that's right. The IRS would call it 2008.
Thank yeah, it's 2008, yeah. Okay, so we're good on that?
Okay.
Okay, did I miss something? I had to...
And you spelled Tony Cole's name correctly. No.
Yes, I know. I've done it sometimes, and then other times. I think sometimes when I was typing up these things, I was perhaps later at night, and I didn't, engage too well.
I guess, Campbell, I'm sorry, this is again on page 2, that same where it says final motion.
Yeah.
I guess you should just clarify that this is the same 990 you're talking about. The first sentence it says. We are to CFO and Executive Director complete and file an amended 2008 Form 990 for the fiscal year ending 30 September 2009. And then later it says, and as soon as possible, replace the existing 2008 990 on the foundation website. So it's the same 990 you're just talking about. First,
okay.
Filing
so
it, and second, putting it on the website.
The one that we're referring to on... Page 4 is indeed the same 2008 990.
Yeah. Well, actually, if this is the motion the way it was agreed to, you should change it. So it's okay, I guess.
Well, I mean,
I know what it means. I just didn't want people to be confused about what we're
okay.
To.
So
okay, what is that, gentlemen? Final motion. That's the one you're talking about. Was
right.
It final motion?
Maybe just add a I hate to say parenthetical note after that saying this is the same 990, the same year. It's just that we're talking about the first part of that motion talks about completing and filing it, and then the second part of the motion is to replace the one that's on our website with the, with the updated one.
No, that's okay. This the way it is.
Don't change the motion. If that's what the motion was we passed, just obviously...
But the motion... is correct. It's for the fiscal year ending September 30th, or it's 2008. Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
September 2008 or 2009?
Just the way you have it.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm complicating it too much. Sorry.
Right.
Just leave it the way it is.
All righty. And what I'll do is I will underscore this thing where I'm saying final motion so that it kind of stands out. And then I'll bold the terminology in there. Okay. There we go. All righty. Anything else on this one?
Okay. Yeah. And you're going to fix Tony Paul at the top. One, you had it correctly spelled in one place. Just
I'm correct in one place and not correct in another?
Yeah. You want to look for it later, or you want me to try and find it again?
It should be showing a squiggly line.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it. POHL, I've got correct on the first,
yeah.
In the first place.
Maybe I'm just seeing things.
POHL, I got correct on the second page.
Okay.
Whatever
I'm
could
sorry.
You mean? Oh, this is where I used Leslie's notes, because I had come to the meeting late. I had another meeting.
Okay, so there you might want to Leslie Radford transcribe right. Okay, great. Yes, that's good. Okay, so could I give unanimous approval for the June 28, 2010 minutes?
Okay.
Okay, hearing no objection, that's approved. And the next one, Master Secretary, is, which one are you going to now?
Let's see. Just a second, let me get my handy thing out of here. That didn't quite sound right.
July 8th, you want to go to July 8th?
July 8th, I guess, yeah.
Right, okay, let's go to that one. This one, I think, I read this a while ago. I think this one was okay.
Tony Paul's name again.
Big pardon?
Tony Paul's name again.
Yeah,
maybe he had an auto spelling correct that was kicking in,
yeah.
Or something. That might have been it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, how much longer do you think the meeting will be?
What time is it?
10 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Melinda, if you have to go, I think we still have corn beer. I just want to knock these out, and we're just about done. How much longer can you stay?
I'll stay a little longer. Didn't want to sit around and chat.
Okay.
And I, my ride's about to leave. Unless Bill wants to give me a ride home, I should leave.
No, I live the other direction.
So I guess that means no, Wesley.
Don't miss your ride. I love working.
Don't miss your
ride.
Okay.
And
likewise.
Hope to be with everybody next year.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks
Take
a
care.
Lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Cam, the only thing I see here is for you to spell Tony Paul's name correctly.
Yeah, I was making these corrections as we were speaking.
Okay, so could I get approval for the July 8th minute?
Yeah.
So moved.
Melinda moved it before you. She beat you to it.
Okay.
No objection? Okay, great. Now we're going to, we did August 16th?
Okay, just a moment, please.
And I cannot tell you what time I call this meeting to order. You have to listen to the tape for that. Bless you. Bill, do you have it when I call the August 16th minute meeting to order?
Let's see.
August 16th.
Nope, the first meeting that I've got here is for the
birthday.
August 30th.
Wait a minute.
August 16th.
Yeah, this was another one where I came in a little
7:51
late.
7:51 Central Time.
7:51.
So that
would
be
851. 851, EDT, right. Okay. There was mention that minutes PNB should be stored at LSB. What does that mean here?
I think there was, Bill, I'm sorry. I think there the requirement, I think in our bylaws it says that the, or maybe Tony Pola mentioned it, that the minutes are all supposed to be stored, including the LSB minutes, are supposed to be stored at the national office.
Right, and that's in the document retention.
Right, but it includes the LSB minutes, not just the PNB minutes.
Right, right. So that sentence,
okay.
Campbell.
That LSB minutes should be stored at the national office?
Oh, in fact, later in that paragraph it says Leslie noted that.
Uh-huh. So what you have here... So I think that's what... I think that's what that...
Maybe somebody had...
The LSB minute... Why don't you just take that out?
Okay.
And just say, Arlene mentioned LSB... Our committees of the
PNB. Army mentioned LSBs, our committees of PNB, and...
And they should be sent to the national office,
okay.
And that should do it.
Okay. Excellent.
And the reason I mentioned about sending things to the Foundation Council, this, I think, was... Oh, yeah. I was just saying that the document retention and destruction was sent to Foundation Council.
Now, where are you now?
I'm in that same paragraph. No, the same paragraph. To Foundation
Council. He always sends everything to Legal General Counsel.
Foundation Council.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Since she would have LeVon and N to try to get together. N is supposed to be. I'm looking at the one, it says, where you have there's a question mark in a parentheses?
Yes.
Arlene said she would have. I apologize. She would have LeVon.
That should be about KPFA, I guess.
And, I don't know. Only Maria I could think of, Bill. What are the N? And that wouldn't be an N. That would be Maria.
Let's see. I have my notes.
Like
Chandra will send us a bunch of PNB policies.
And
that
resolutions.
That's in that same discussion.
Uh-huh.
Is Chandra KPFA?
Yeah, Chandra's there.
Okay, so that makes sense that she was asked about KPFA then.
But were you trying to figure out who in that sentence, who that was, right? That was mentioned? I can't help you with that. I don't know if anybody else can, but I can't remember that.
Okay.
Do you want to strike it? I think we should strike it.
What is this? Who is N?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know who N was. Chandra? Is anybody?
Yes? What can I help you with?
In the finance office. I think it would have to be Maria. That Arlene.
KPFA Finance?
Yeah.
How about
Niera?
She has an assistant, Belinda. But
could it be?
That's it. There's only the two of them.
Christine Niera?
She's the administrative assistant to Arlene. She's in Pacifica National.
Yeah, but how does that fit to this context? I'm missing something. I don't understand how Christine would fit in here.
Well, if she works for Arlene, then it would make sense that Christine Niera would be the person identified.
Right, but just to have this single sentence here.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't understand what's the context.
Well, I think that what we were talking about is the sales tax exemption documentation, and as I recall, you had it for
I said I was going to call Christine Niera to find out, and because I tried the KPFA business office, and they referred me to her, and because they said they've never done any sales tax.
Okay. So I'll say to get the sales tax exemption documentation together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, Melinda. Thank you, Melinda.
I wanted to ask about something.
Go ahead.
Rather than taking a wild guess on some of these things, why don't we put question marks around where there are questions? Rather than trying to guess, why don't we have the person go back and listen to clarify?
So do you want to approve them conditionally then?
I would conditionally approve them with the idea that if there are questions, because we could be completely wrong.
And we could be on here all night long.
Well, on a lot of these things, I think that I had gone back and you know, tried to get the... check them with the recording, and I think that the questions resulted still or persisted, shall we say?
Okay. So why don't we do this, because time is going, the folks are a little tired.
Okay.
Why don't we approve these?
Okay.
Conditionally. With the conditions
well,
that
you... I've got one question about Bill. Do you recall down where we're talking about financial policies and procedures? Now, in this arena, I think that this is another place where it's sort of like the retention policy, that the changes were noted on the document itself.
Okay. Let me finish my sentence. Can I finish my sentence, Campbell?
Sure.
By saying, what I was going to say is that we will approve these conditionally. I agree with Melinda. Then you, Bill, and I can go through these and get this together. And if we have to ask questions, we could go back to the other members of the committee. How does that work for everybody? Because you have a lot of detail here, which is very good. And but does anybody object to that?
Well, the only thing that I would say is that you were, as I recall, you were making entries from the discussion onto the documents. And so, you know, the document itself would have the, you know, would be the best source for the changes.
Okay. Since you guys know about my hard drive situation, so if you and Bill could pull up, that would be, we have the October meeting in New York. So somewhere in October there is that sort of final version, except for I had to add to that the thing about the at the PNB there was one addition. I can't quite think of it now. So you if you guys could send me that document.
Okay,
it was about the email. Yes, it would be October, just before the in-person meeting, so sometime in September probably.
October 2nd, third submission forward draft document, retention and destruction policy. Yeah, I found it.
Okay, right. So that one is, that's
third submission.
Yes, the third, exactly. The third submission, that's the third time I submitted to the PNB. So within that, I could just add the one thing that the directors suggested that we add. Actually, it was my idea. There was a lesson learned that I came up with, and I think it was about, God, email. I have it in my notes, so I can fix it and then send it to Arlene and LeVar. So is that okay with folks? Bill?
Okay.
I just forwarded it to you and Campbell.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And to the Google Groups also, please.
Oh, that's right. We have that too. Okay.
Yes.
It I went to the PNB. I didn't go to all of the this committee. Okay. Yeah, I'll forward it. All right. But this is the one on October 2nd. It says third submission.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That was after the committee had worked on it.
Okay.
That's done. Okay. So, so Campbell, you have the, between the three of us, I think we can fix that.
Okay.
These lovely members, we just have to work a little bit harder. So can I get approval for that? Is there any objection to that?
Not objection.
Okay. I don't hear any. So you, Bill, and I have a little extra work to do. Okay. What's the next one in this file? We just have one left, right? We have, which is this one? Somebody's yawning. I hear it.
Me.
Uh-huh. Oh, we did all five already?
September 16th. Did we do September?
Wait a minute.
September 16th. What is September 16th? That's March. That should be the final document retention.
Okay, did we do the 26th? July 26th?
Where are you looking for that, Campbell? I don't see. Do I need to go to the other document for that one?
That, at that time, for the 26th, you didn't... Oh, that meeting didn't take place. We didn't have quorum.
Okay.
And we got the 16th, August 16th, August 30th, was a continuation of the same agenda.
Uh-huh.
And then September 16th, well, that's the one we did already here. And
I don't have any more left in this email. Let me go to the other one.
Then September 27th, again, was the same. The document retention thing we just had done, you know, took quite some time.
Right. So that's a continue. Okay.
So that was like four meetings.
Yeah. I think we're done, Bill. What are you seeing?
Okay, well, did we do the September 16th minutes? Did we approve those?
That was the first one that we did, I think. First or second one? The second one we did. The first one was the executive session December 20th. The second one was
September 16th.
September 16th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which was the final thing for the document retention and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So we've done them all, right? I don't see any more here.
I think so.
Okay. Very good. So for what you, Bill, and I have to do, and I'll fix up that document retention. You know, I needed it. Thank you, Bill. And I'll go back to my notes. I have my notebook.
Okay, remind me what I need to do. Or maybe, Campbell, if you can just write up the action items and send them to us, so that which ones we need to look at and fix, or which ones you're going to do.
Okay.
If you need help with some of them, so I know which minutes I need to...
Yeah, the only thing I think that we would... well, you just sent out the document retention policy, Bill.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so that we're good to go then. I think that was it, because that has all of the information from the prior meetings, you know, on the document retention policy document itself. Because, you know, tracking it through minutes at the same time that it's being, you know, the changes are being entered into the document itself was, you know.
Yeah, and that one was approved by the PNB, I believe, right, at the that
meeting? Yes, 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 yes. That definitely was approved. I just have to go back in and add the thing based on my notes.
Okay.
So I think we're done, folks. That's it.
Okay, so you can stick me with a fork.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. So, thank you so much, Campbell. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Again, I can't thank you guys ever enough. It's been a pleasure. And do I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Well, I just want to say thanks also. You've been a good chair, Campbell. Thanks for taking all those minutes and sending them to us.
Well, thank you.
And I want to wish you good luck with your headaches.
Yes.
Thank you. I know. I'll find it. I'll keep you guys posted as to what this specialist says.
Yeah, because I will be okay. Both
Mia.
you and Marcella having these eye and, you know, eye problems and stuff. And
Mia.
I'm so glad y'all are taken care of.
So before I go, I wanted to make a suggestion for you.
Yes.
And trust me, you'll thank me. I downloaded an album tonight that I highly recommend if you want to get rid of a headache. I'm serious.
What is it called?
A Strange Beauty.
By whom?
The lady's name escapes me, but she takes pieces, classic Bach pieces, and does them in a very contemporary style. Very pretty.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Melinda.
Very
good. Nice parting words. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, folks. Good night. Good luck.
Take care. Have a good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.